Motherfucker.
It was bound to happen at some point. We were going to have a show that we just completely lost. And looks like that's what happened.
Double failure.
Hey, two backups, you expect them both to work. One doesn't work. You expect the other to work. The other one has never failed us. It has never been perfect, but it's never failed us. And we thought we had it. We thought we had it down. But for some reason, the backup failed, and so this is a lost episode.
It's probably not even worth putting up the fragments that we have.
Probably not. Although, you know what? Here's what I would say. MP3 them both, send them to me. I'll listen and see if there's a chance that we can at least make a partial.
I think we'll have a partial up till describing the color on the Coronado.
And then it just...
I think this the backup recording of everything after that is not going to be usable. There's only 2-inch drops.
Well, then if that's the case, it's probably not a fit. Suffice to say, Duclaw was great. The other beers were really good. 292 is gone, so this is so we'll have to do another 292. And, you know, shit happens. There's no point in getting too pissed about it, except for, you know, that the brewer sent us these beers and we weren't able to really review them in the way we want to, but that's the shit that happens. There's no point in getting too upset about it, because what's done is done.
Yeah. Fucking backup. So now I'm paranoid about the backup. What's wrong with it? Is it the memory card or the recorder?
Mm-hmm.
I just formatted the memory card on the Mac, keeping an eye on it. Because when we were finishing up the previous show, got an error on my Mac in Audition. Like, fuck. All right. Backup time. I look over the backup, and it's like 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 3 seconds, 4 seconds. And then it said error, 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, 9 seconds. Like, what the fuck's that? And we put it into the computer and listened to it. And from the very beginning, it was dropping parts of the speech. Yeah. Like the intro, it got the date, half the date, none of the episode, you know, it went right into the music. So the whole backup recording was randomly dropping parts.
Well, we'll have to make sure that we do the theme music again. Because that was a good one. We'll have to do the you saying Rich Golden and me calling it a game show host, because I thought that was a good pull. We can do at least some of the beers again.
Too bad we weren't sober. We could do them all again, right? That's the problem of this show.
Yeah.
All the beers that aren't big bottles, I have doubles of.
Yeah.
But the 3 beers that are big bottles, I only have the one of. And I don't think we can really do them again next week.
We can't relate. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can't redo them.
The open ones, we can't save a week and actually do them as if they were new.
But we can try. I can come up Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't really want to do that show again.
Yeah, I know. I don't either.
I mean, they were all great beers.
Yeah.
The part you heard, the ranking was what so we hard do, though, because the beers were all good. But, I mean, they're just, it's a palate-wrecking show, and I don't really want to do it again.
What if we just did these 3 on Tuesday?
You You want to kind of like then do the other ones.
Do the other ones on another show.
Kind of merge them together.
Yeah. I mean, because these should be still fresh, you know, 3 days from now. These we can do again. So if we just do a sort of shorter show and we rank these three, it'll be better. It's not going to be perfect, but it'll be better. You may be able to get a new bottle of this one. This one, we won't be able to get Coronado. We won't be able to get the NJ30. But there's enough of that. But the stone, there's not much of it left. But there's still enough to do a little bit. I mean,
I don't know. I just... We could. I don't know if it's worth you coming up here for that. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Well, technical difficulties. Everyone has them.
Yeah, exactly. It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. We'll try to do at least the ones we have again. The ones that we have, not other ones, we'll do them again. The other ones, well, maybe the next show we'll say we like them and we'll do brief descriptions. How about that? When we next week we'll do a new 292 and we'll do brief descriptions of these three that we lost.
That works.
So, what you missed, let's see. So we'll probably redo the music thing. It won't be as timely.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into it now because, you know, it'll ruin the surprise.
The surprise. Like, people fucking care.
Yeah, well, okay. So we played the Ghostbusters theme for the main show because it's 30 years of Ghostbusters. We did the Tetris theme for our Amazon Anonymous because it's also 30 years of Tetris. And then we did I Want a New Drug for the end because the Ghostbusters theme is a cheap copy of I Want a New Drug.
Yes, yes, and yes. It was very good music selection from our music department.
Mm-hmm.
They really nailed it this time. You just said Amazon Anonymous. It was actually Tetris was for the commercial, but I think we should do some Amazon Anonymous.
Okay.
Because that's the one part of the show we won't fuck up that badly. Right?
Well,
am I right? When I'm right, I'm right.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a look at the 7 days of the earnings, and here we go. So, okay, there's... Ooh, really? Someone bought that?
12-inch dong. Black.
Oh, wow.
And hairy.
Someone... Oh, no, that's for cars.
Oh, bra?
No, the Andy sees lubricant. I was like, lubricant? Oh,
you don't want seizing when you're...
No.
When you're being intimate, that's for sure.
What is this? What is this?
I'm still trying to get logged into the damn site. There we go.
This is... Okay, so... The Camelback Products Scout Hydration Backpack.
Cool.
It's designed to carry extra layers, food, trail maps, sunglasses, sticks, and bugs. Designed to carry bugs. Okay. But it's for kids. It's, I guess, hydration because it can carry water in it? I don't understand.
Oh, Camelback. Okay, so let me find this item. Describe it better for you. What's it under?
It is under earnings other.
2 pounds of stone mix. All right. Camelback. So this is a backpack, but it also has what they call Camelback in it. There is
Someone, by the way, I should point out, this was a mobile purchase. Someone was able to do us...
Mobile?
With mobile, yes.
Mobile referral? Really?
Yes.
I didn't think that was possible.
I don't know how they did it either.
because the mobile app is so convenient just to like buy stuff yeah. and check it out and get shipped.
Prime. It says mobile.
So a Camelback is built into the backpack.
It could have gone to the Mobi site, I guess, you know.
And what that is, it's like a canteen. It's a plastic bladder that fits in your backpack. And then you see off to the left, there's that little tube and the little thing that's hanging down there.
Mm-hmm.
You bite on that and you suck on it, and it gives you water. So you don't have to pull out your water bottle and stuff. You can just kind of walk and drink and walk and drink. So a Camelback, this is a backpack built around that hydration system, that drinking while you're walking.
So you put your booze in there, is what you're saying.
You could put some booze in there. It wouldn't hydrate you nearly as well as water.
But alcohol being a diuretic would not be very good at hydrating.
Okay, so we had some interesting purchases. We had a dude buy a spark plug.
Somebody bought a lot of stuff for their car.
What is this? 2 pounds of A12 stone mix from Madagascar, rough gemstones, labradorite, rose quartz, septarian, green opal, desert jasper, apatite, amethyst, petrified wood, gurasol, opal, red jasper, yellow jasper, and chrysocolla. And that was just the title of the item. That wasn't me reading the description. $13.95, 4.5 stars, 106 customer reviews. What is this?
I think this is a box of rocks.
Right?
I think these are a box of rocks that you put into a polisher and you see if you get some good stuff out of them. You know, I think
this is a mix of 12 collated gemstones from Madagascar, from Madagascar of the coast of Africa. They forgot enough. They are all great for tumbling, etc. Tumbling is when you tumble a rock in a polisher. There's a mix of blah, 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 and a generic product of nature.
Aren't we all?
Okay, questions. How many rocks would you say you received in your order? That's kind of tough to answer, but it was a lot. I would say probably at least 50 to 75. Are these stones big enough to hand polish for wire wrapping? I would ask if any are small enough. They were all pretty good sized. The biggest were bigger than my thumb, and I have a big thumb.
You know what they say about guys with big thumbs.
Maybe half were what I would consider small enough for jewelry. I am interested in... Question. I am interested in healing powers. I am completely new but anxious to learn. Would this stone mix be a wise purchase?
Answer. No, you fucking moron.
Not with this mix. But there is mixes that you can
mixes,
get just
I would point
healing.
Out mixes with an apostrophe S, so it's possessive.
Mixes.
So it mix is a person. There is mixes you.
There is mixes you can get just for healing powers. Good luck! There's more answers. Hold on. More answers. See, 4 answers for this question.
Please.
All right. Okay, so the next question. It is beautiful, raw box of stones. Some of them reveal their beauty right out of the bag. As far as their potential for healing powers, I am sure they must be combined with strong belief and faith. Good luck.
Let me read the other two, please.
Okay.
Dear Patty, I bought this for my son. He got a rock polisher for Christmas. They are some real nice pieces as rocks go. I don't know anything about healing powers. Sorry! Capitalized. And finally, my favorite from Karen. Yes. Pretty much any stone can be healing, but there are many specific known magical crystals, these are in asterisks, in this mix. You'll have to get familiar enough to figure out what at least a few of the stones are. There are a few customer pictures up, at least one is even labeled. There are lots of places around that would be glad to help you too, and a link to a spiritual forums thread about fucking rocks that can heal you by their nature of being rocks.
Well, you know, rocks are very healing type natural things.
Pretty much any stone, according to Karen, can be healing. But there are many specific known magical crystals, which, according to Karen again, are in this mix. Magical crystals. Not just any crystals. Magical.
We might have to start reading the questions instead of the reviews.
I think that the reading the questions, particularly for items like this, is a fucking fantastic idea, because that is comedy gold, my friend. Comedy.
I'm not going to let it die right there, because the most favorable review. Let me just start this one because it starts out good. I noticed that the kid next door was walking along the road looking for rocks. I live in Europe, and there are country roads. Are in capital letters. Mm-hmm. There are country roads that have gravel just full of fossils. The boy next door said he was looking for rocks for his rock tumbler.
Rock tumbler! That's in caps.
I'm old and have heard of these machines, but never seen or used one. I bought one of these 2-pound bags from south of here.
Capitalized. South. Not in the whole word.
It's the proper noun, south.
Yeah.
Proper south of here. When I told him we should look along a babbling brook, I didn't, and that's where the review kind of cuts off, and that's quite enough for me, actually.
I didn't mention, you didn't see the rest of that? I didn't mention that I had, quote-unquote, seeded it with half a bag of these capitalized polished stones. When I saw him digging into the stream bed, I figured I better put the other half in. I think we both had fun, and he found some very interesting black fossils that he polished up very well. An adventure in a bag. If he missed a few, maybe he'll find them later. I think the rocks are cool. I think the people who think they're healing are ridiculous.
And the guy that's letting the kid think he's discovering fossils in a seeded stream is a real
hit
dick
over the head with something very hard. Pause it. I need to use the facility. I want to do some further unpacking on these two. I want to do some further unpacking on the on two of these answers. Because as it turns out, one of them, they didn't know it, but they were being scientific. And the other one, they were not. Okay? So the one that was being scientific, but they didn't know it, was... Okay, where was it? Okay. No. Damn it. Where's the answers? Okay, there we go. Wait, no. I didn't find it. Man.
What are you looking for?
The healing powers one. Okay, there it is. I'm sorry. Okay, the one that was scientific was the one from Keith Hutchins. It's a beautiful raw box of stones. Some of them reveal their beauty right out of the bag. As far as their potential healing powers, I am sure they must be combined with a strong belief and faith. Good luck. What he's saying there is, yeah, that's called the placebo effect.
I think that's what he's saying. It's like, it's a fucking box of rocks.
Yeah, it's a box of rocks.
It'll be what you want it to be.
Yeah. The one that's not is the one who says, yes, pretty much any stone can be healing, but there are many specific known magical crystals in this mix. That's fucking nonsense.
What's Link go to? That's what I want to know.
You want to read the spiritual forums?
No, Link? I don't, but I will.
I kind of do.
Okay, spiritual forums. Welcome to Spiritual Forums. We created this community for people, from all backgrounds to discuss.
Oh my god, the first comment. I charge crystals and stones by gathering them and instilling them with the highest vibratory white light that I can, and employ them by intuitively making a connection with them. What are some of the you and others charge and activate them? That is the literal way the sentence is phrased. What are some of the you and others charge and activate them? Likes to Read says, I'm a big fan of using sound energy to charge and cleanse crystals, my sacred space, myself, and anything else that needs it. There's a thread on cleansing with sound energy in this forum that goes into the concept in more detail. Hibiscus Moon has a lot of YouTube's video on crystal healing and uses plus maintenance like cleansing and charging. She also has a video on cleansing with sound energy. And I think the link is posted in the above mentioned thread. The benefits of using sound is that it will not cause your crystals to break, fade, dissolve, rust. In parentheses, parenthetical here, yes, some of the iron oxide based stones like hematite and lodestone can rust. Close parenthetical, and so on. Sound passes through all forms of matter, solid, liquid, and gas. Great observation. So it will touch every molecule of everything it touches internally and externally. No, it won't. Plus, when you charge items with sound, you have the benefit of charging yourself with sound at the same time. Win. What the fuck?
Dude. This is a rat hole we're never going to get out of. Go for Crystal Moon YouTube.
Oh my lord.
And I'm asking Greg to do this because he can pipe the music in the
Hibiscus
soundboard.
Moon. That's what...
Hibiscus Moon.
Hibiscus Moon.
YouTube.
All
right, I'm gonna drink some more of this fucking stone.
I'm not going to. So yeah, you okay? So charging. Ooh, Crystal Academy: The Science and Fun Behind Crystal Healing.
It was an autoplay.
Okay. So first of all, sound energy. That's what we call pressure waves, or. You can get real specific and call it phonons if you want to. If you want to consider it on a particle level, right? But come on, it's just a wave of pressure. It's not... You know what really bugs me about this shit? Is the way they fucking deal with energy. Because they misuse energy. Energy is a mysterious thing, I admit. It's something that we can't really explain, yet we can quantify it. I can say energy is that thing that is conserved in interactions. That doesn't necessarily explain what it is, but at least I can prove it to be true. I cannot explain what the fuck energy has to do with crystals. Crystals is just a way of organizing molecules into a lattice. That's all it means.
play the under upload, the second one. Four facts about Lemurian crystals that will impress you.
Do you want to turn up the audio?
It's up, yeah.
Okay, all right. Crystal Academy, by the way. This is Crystal Academy.
Okay. Crystal blessings, everybody. Hibiscus Moon with Hibiscus Moon Crystal.
Okay, first of all, Crystal Blessings, what? Okay. Sorry.
CrystalAcademy.com, and I'm back with another crystal Q&A.
Oh, good. She has a tattoo on her right shoulder of a rose. Left shoulder of a rose. That doesn't mean anything. It's not a neck tattoo. So
you
know, whatever.
Let's listen to this week's question.
Hey, Hibiscus. This is Rev B. My question for you today is a little bit on the advanced side. What's the difference?
It's a little on the advanced side for questions.
We can send her questions, Greg.
All the different colors of Lemurian seeds. I recently went shopping down south a little bit and found that there were...
What's up with all the different colored Lemurian crystals?
There were several different to choose from. They had pink and red and even smoky. Is there a difference in the energies from these?
Okay. Before Before she answers, let me answer. No.
But
there's a difference in the way in which light is reflected from these crystals based on their... based on the electrical composition of their molecules. It's chemistry. Read into it. It's really fascinating. It has nothing to do with the with fucking auras.
Thank you. And crystal blessings.
Crystal blessings.
So there's definitely a difference between the energies of the different Lemurian colors. Technically, all...
there's definitely a difference. Definitely.
All Lemurians should come from the Minas Gerais region in Brazil, but they do come in different colors. Sometimes we find citrine Lemurians, clear Lemurians, pink Lemurians, and even smoky Lemurians.
This is due to basically impurities, basically other molecules of various other chemicals getting into the crystalline structure. I doubt she'll get into that.
And sometimes there's some variations in between that fall in between there. This one's slightly pink. Not sure if you can see. It's quite large, Lemurian.
It's large. Show me your large Lemurian.
And this is another clear one. This is one that I often use for activating my crystal grids.
Activating her crystal grids. I hope that's a euphemism. Let's continue.
And this one is actually a smoky mauve. It looks a little smoky indoors, but in the sunlight you can see
in the sun
mauve
it turns mauve. How sweet.
So when you have
that's a big crystal
reddish,
right there.
Pink or mauve colored Lemurian, that's usually due to iron inclusions. Sometimes
okay.
If it's very pink, it might be due to lithium
science.
Inclusions. And
science.
Lithium is an element that is very calming
is,
to us.
Sure.
It's going to have a very
wait. What was that? What was that?
That is very calming to us.
Calming. Lithium. Well, they do give lithium to schizos to calm them.
True.
Lithium in a crystal that you can have.
I don't think that it will transfer its energy into you without intaking it into your body. Maybe you're eating the crystal. Now, I'll
the
give
lithium,
her the benefit
well,
of the doubt.
Well, the lithium is almost certainly the compound too, right? Because lithium
it's a lithium
is...
salt. But I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that she is ingesting the crystal.
A brass.
Clear is going to have a very, you know, no inclusions at all. It shouldn't have much of anything going on as far as elemental content other than the silicon and oxygen that is naturally present in clear quartz. So
right.
It will have a very clear, precise energy if it's a clear
wait for
Lemurian.
It. Wait.
And if you have a more
a clear,
brown
precise energy.
Colored Lemurian, sort of like this one is looking in this light right now, that is natural radiation. So nothing to be scared of. It's taken a long time, happened deep within the earth, and it's really good for detoxing and cleansing.
Natural radiation happens deep within the earth. There's nothing to be scared of.
Okay, that's true. How do I decompress this? Radiation is just the emission of energy.
The
emission of electromagnetic energy.
In crystals.
But crystals don't...
Which color is the radioactive one? Or the radiation-giving one?
Crystals don't radiate energy. Unless they have radioactive elements inside them.
I think she said this one has radioactive components, right?
Or, well, she,
I
said
mean,
it,
she didn't say radioactive.
No,
she said
it radiates energy.
But you could distill that down to, hey, look, there's some polonium in there.
I doubt it, but let's continue.
Somewhat hint towards what element is present, but it's really hard to determine and requires some really high-tech chemistry, instrumentation, and measuring devices to find that data out, and sometimes even that is not accurate.
So who needs them? So let's just speculate.
You know, work with the crystal and see what kind of messages you get from it. And
you can check your email with crystals.
See what kind of messages you get from the
messaging
crystal.
Cue. Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. Here's the message you typically will get from a crystal. That was it.
See how its energy feels to you. And if the color is really strongly leaning towards one way or the other, then you can probably go with that element and then go with that kind of an energy. Now, Lemurian crystals have a little extra special something-something that regular...
A little special something-something that gives you more than your average shitty shit crystal that's not from Brazil.
So your regular old plain old silicon oxygen crystal, that's not the same as your Lemurian crystal because of the...
All the bikini waxing in Brazil.
Energy.
Clear quartz crystals or regular smoky crystals wouldn't have. They have extra special messages contained within some...
messages.
Extra special messages contained within. We continue.
Say so. Go ahead and, you know, if you get the opportunity to work with Lemurian, like Red B is saying, and running into a whole bunch of them, then really take that opportunity to work with them because they're really fun to get to know, and you can have some deep journeys with them.
She stick them in her pussy, isn't she?
I don't know. I want to see her have a journey with a Lemurian crystal.
I don't think you do.
Pussy,
I bet it's
going to
be boring as hell. I bet it's going to be just her like a wah, wah. And then she's going to be like, oh, I see the world.
I want to see it. It's got to be on our YouTube channel.
Once again, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, go ahead and scroll.
All right, whatever. Okay, so let's see what else she has. Sharing some crystal love. Do you want to see that
one? There's one about a kitty cat choosing her own crystal.
Does my crystal not... Oh, I got to hear this one. Okay.
Does my crystal make me come?
Does my crystal not want to work with me? It's a crystal!
Hey, crystal blessings, everybody. It's Hibiscus
Crystal
Moon.
Blessings, Greg.
Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy. And today I have another crystal Q&A for us.
Let me clarify this, by the way. I'd fuck her.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
She's cute. She's got it going on.
And she would be hot, maybe like 8 years or 10 years earlier.
Oh, 10 years. Oh, she was probably smoking. But she's nuts.
And this question comes from Moy. So let's go ahead and listen to Moy's question.
Hi, Hibiscus Moon. This is Moy.
That's a text speech, isn't it?
No, that's just somebody who is... Oh, my God. Just...
Your best friend. And I had a question. Every time I wear jade, it falls off. I one time was wearing jade on a silver necklace, and when I was walking, the necklace just broke off of my neck spontaneously, and the jade fell off. So then I got a rope necklace, and then I triple knotted it, and I even sewed the knots shut to make sure it wouldn't fall off. Well, then the jade itself broke and fell off. It didn't break this. It was hanging on a...
You suck at knots, dude. Learn your knots better. That's what I get from that. Jeff, you know knots.
Stop wearing fucking jade.
String onto the necklace. That string broke and fell off. And no matter how I try to wear jade, no matter how I try to force it, it always falls off of me after a certain amount of time. What does that mean?
Jeff? Thoughts?
What was his name? Mao?
Mao.
Fao Mao. Mao, I would suggest that you get your jade put into a more secure device. Maybe a bag.
Hey, just put
ring
it in your pocket.
Yeah, I think Greg nailed it. You suck at knots.
Thank you for the answer.
But the jade broke.
Well, boy, I love you too, since you're my best friend and all, right? This is a very
psycho
common problem. Hear about this.
It's a common problem.
Jade always fucking jumps off of people that are dicks.
One all the time, or variations of it. It can mean a couple different things. The first thing that comes to mind, and you might have thought of it as well.
You suck at nuts.
Is perhaps you're just not meant to wear jade right now.
Right now.
Maybe later. Maybe a few weeks from now it'll be fine.
And who decides this? The jade,
of course.
Stone. So I have to ask, have you tried other pieces of jade, and how did you fare with those? Have you tried working with this particular stone first? That's something else you can do, like slip it under your pillow in your pillowcase and sleep with it under your pillow a few nights, see what kinds of dreams and messages you get.
She's definitely fucking her stones. That's...
She has been balls me down as a stone.
She's doing some naughty things with those stones. Not that I, you know, would say try to discourage her from that. I mean, if she likes the stones, use the stones. I'm just saying.
Put her on YouTube is all we're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying polish them first, right?
Try meditating with it a few days before you actually go ahead and wear it. You may want to do something known as anointing the stone before wearing it. Also, perhaps it needs to be retuned. And I have a video all
about fucking out of tune.
That means, and my favorite way to retune a crystal. So
that,
I'll click a link to that.
Okay. All right. Skip this. I want to see how to retune a crystal.
Retuning a crystal. And that's my word for, and this just happens to be a double.
Are those crosses in the background? She Christian too?
No. I will note here, she actually has less makeup on and she's more attractive.
Yeah.
She's less attractive in a TV sense.
When was this one posted? How many years has she been doing this?
2012. It's earlier. She has less makeup on. She hasn't dyed her hair. I think she looks actually considerably more attractive in sort of, you know, that kind of like...
And her microphone's underwater.
Yeah.
Hydro, that is absolutely amazing. Retuning is my word for recalibrating, or some people call it cleansing, but I really don't think it is a cleanse. I think of it as bringing the crystal back to its dominant oscillatory rate, or some people call that a base resonant frequency.
Okay. Hey Greg, pseudoscience much? If you use big words, you sound smart.
In theory, everything has a resonant frequency.
Now let's see, how does she change this, right? Does she apply sound waves to it? Does she apply electricity to it? Pressure waves? Or does she hum and cross her fingers?
So when you first get a crystal, it's important to do that. So I talked about in another video, I'm going to merge it with this one somehow, as far as sound acoustics is my new favorite method to retune a crystal.
All right.
And there's two ways to do that. You don't have to use sound acoustics, but basically...
Wait.
Sound acoustics is your favorite way.
You don't. There's two ways to do that, but you don't have to use sound acoustics.
To do sound acoustics.
Right.
The principle is using energy to do the retuning for you.
Well, how else are you going to do anything? Without energy.
I got you. I'm following you on that one. I hope the listeners are enjoying this, because we certainly are.
I'm loving it. This is making up for all the fucking shit that happened on the main show. This, we gotta do this more often.
Okay, and the more energy you have, the more energy that penetrates the crystal.
Oh.
The more energy you have, the more energy that penetrates the crystal. I suppose that's essentially true.
Well, she was restarting her phrase. The more energy you have, the more energy that penetrates the crystal.
Oh, really? Let me repeat that so I can clarify that, because I want to hear that again.
Basically, the principle is using energy to do the retuning for you.
Right.
Okay, and the more energy you have, the more energy that penetrates the crystal, and we don't want to go too high energy. We don't want to change the molecular structure of the crystal.
We wouldn't want to melt the shit.
No.
Because it wouldn't be a crystal.
Don't melt it.
Be a blob.
It would be an amorphous.
An amorphous solid, yes.
But the more energy you have, the easier it will be to recalibrate it back to its dominant oscillatory rate.
Sounds very scientific, Greg.
What?
Sounds very fucking scientific.
It's dominant oscillatory rate. Recalibrate it to its dominant oscillatory rate?
Word rate sounds superfluous there.
It's completely superfluous. Okay, so yes, there are resonant frequencies in items. Sure. You can't recalibrate them. They're just a nature of what they are.
Look where you pause it. She's like ready to make out with her crystal. It's like, oh, I want you in me.
Okay.
So there's two ways to use sound acoustics to increase your energy.
I want to see. Does she use like
increase the amplitude?
Amplitude. Like mega subwoofer, or is she going to hum at the thing?
Let's see.
I can't wait to see.
The scientific term we use for the height of the wave, and the way you do that is by increasing the loudness. That's the lay term that we use for high amplitude is the loudness. So you can take any sound and sound acoustic and just,
you can use any sound to calibrate this shit.
And there you've raised the amount of energy present in that sound acoustic.
Okay. Yes, if you increase the decibels of something, you increase the energy. That's...
So high energy would be high amplitude, which equals higher volume, right? Okay, there's another way to do that.
Not really.
And the other way to increase the amount of energy is to increase the frequency. And with sound,
sure, yes.
You go a higher note, that's a higher frequency. Okay, if you look at notes, how they present themselves in waves, there'll be more waves coming by per second if it's higher frequency. And there'll be
less. Yes, energy is frequency over Planck's constant. We know this.
Less waves coming by per second if it's low frequency. So if you want to raise the energy, you want to go high frequency. So a lot of times people ask me,
just
what
fucking
frequency
do it.
Should I use? I usually don't worry about that. I just make sure it's
just do it the fuck.
And that's all I need to worry about.
It works right.
So
I don't worry about anything scientific.
What it is that I do with it or how I do it.
Just do it and it fucking works.
I just blast sounds and tones at it.
It makes it a happy crystal.
And it changes its resonant oscillating rate or whatever the fuck she said it was.
Because it's the same. You're increasing the energy. If you don't want to go loud...
You could also make it hot and increase the energy, right?
Yeah. If you don't want to go loud...
Go with something that's a high note or higher frequency. So if you're going to use a tuning fork or a crystal singing bowl, higher frequency...
A crystal singing bowl.
Crystal singing bowl.
Because that's really going to put the energy right into the fucking rock that's sitting beside it.
Yes, because we all know that that's what happens to energy. It gets stored inside of rocks.
It's going to give you more energy. Okay, and that will either way penetrate the crystal and will recalibrate or retune it back to its base resonant frequency or dominant oscillatory. Okay, I hope that wasn't too much geekiness. And it wasn't too much science stuff.
No, it was no science stuff. Believe me.
And by the way, if you're wondering what all these weird circles are, those are the circles of anhydro bubbles I've been finding on this baby. Woo!
Anhydro bubbles? Woo!
All right, now let's say bye.
My crystal healing bowl. I don't know if you all can see it, but I just wanted to bring it out to get some tuning in.
She's holding a rod.
Place to refer people to when they ask me this question, because I have a video on using sound acoustics, which is a type of energy frequency, to retune. Okay, because I don't like to use the word cleanse. But anyway, those of you in my course know all about that.
Course. So, we can pay money for this.
I like it. The one thing I didn't talk about was, though, that, for instance, this crystal bowl, which is made of clear quartz, okay, is in the frequency of the note A. All right? Now, I'm not a big musician, so those of you who are
that's what some asshole who fleeced me told me.
Specific frequency of energy. And the A note entrains with the third eye. Okay, so if some of you asked me, does it need the crystal singing bowl, does it need to be a particular note or be entrained to a particular chakra to...
The A note entrains to the third eye.
Bye.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Somewhere along there,
third eye going, man?
I was hitting your third eye.
I'm pretty sure. That's A.
You say so. I don't have perfect pitch.
Retuned crystals. That's or pretty close to A, I think. Have to be a particular frequency because those are set to.
Wait till she rings the bowl again.
Megahertz, or a particular note. They're also, you know, it means the same thing.
Shut the fuck up.
Frequencies equal certain musical notes. No, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that the energy needs to be high amplitude. And how do we make sound acoustics high amplitude? We make it loud. Okay, the louder it is, the higher the energy, the more energy you have there. All right? So that's all that matters. And it doesn't have to be a pretty crystal singing bowl.
If I was making up bullshit, I would talk about like making the crystal resonate, that kind of thing. Not just this bullshit, you know?
Like tinctures and tuning forks and crystal healing bowls.
So. What? That's it?
That's it.
That's it? She's not going to charge the crystal on air?
I want to...
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, charging your crystals and stones. Charging your crystals and stones.
I'm sure the listeners are about done with this, but
we're not.
Charging your crystals and stones. I'm always talking about that. And with my
She's a candle lit, by the way. So in case you were curious about charging, you definitely need to have a flame and a wax cylinder that will fuel the flame nearby. In order to charge your crystal.
I send a little explanation of how to cleanse.
The one on the right there doesn't look like Max's penis stone a little bit.
Crystals, once you get them.
A little jagged.
And I do have a video on how to cleanse, and I do have a video on how to store them. But I never did like the word cleanse. On how to charge them, and it seems to be the one that I get the most questions on, how to charge the stones.
Just
and
fucking charge an earlier one. These are 2009. It's
the most ambiguous question to answer.
Ooh, ambiguous. Good.
But cleaning and charging the stones are going to allow you to attune them to your personal vibrations and energies, which...
Oh, boy. Okay, so your personal vibrations and energies. Let's just continue on.
...is why you want to do them. You can do it once if you've done it a really, you know, really good charging. But you do want to keep and do it again... Especially if you've been using the stones a lot for healings for other people or a lot for yourself if you've had to deal with a lot of negativity.
Negative negativity is the worst.
I hate the negativity.
Because for me, the positive negativity is much better.
Do you think she's feeling all our negative negativity right now through the ether of the interwebs?
I think she is so... high right now that she is feeling it, yes. She can feel our vibrations.
When doing the charging, so you may need to do it on a regular basis, depending on how you use the stones.
It's like masturbation.
If you're a very positive person, you're not clearing out a lot of negativity, you're not using it for other people's healings, then you can do it once and have them charged for good.
Just like masturbation.
You want to do this so that the crystals are focused on you for your health and your positive energy. And get
not your negative energy.
The fuck up.
Your positive energy.
Shut the fuck up.
There's a difference.
Shut the fuck up.
Between negative energy and positive energy.
Play it. I want to see the fucking charge.
Rid of anything that has been absorbed or
this is a long video. How long is this one?
Infused in those
technically, there is a difference.
Intentionally
we consider gravity kind of a negative energy, but that's.
I'll tell you a story about that in just a second. So this is in no way the only way to do it. You want to choose the way that's best for you. There's many, many ways to do it. Whatever, you know, sounds
whatever
best
you
to
can
you,
imagine.
I like sticking that in my butt, but that's just me.
Twerking.
What you want to do
that
is,
puts energy into
it's
it.
It's like doing a meditation. After cleansing them, using whatever method, like the word again, sounds best to
this
you.
This is an early
watch
one.
My video.
Well, why did she turn on the word cleanse?
We don't have time to listen to her whole library.
I want to know why she turned on the word cleanse.
She used cleanse in 2009. She doesn't like it in 2012. Something happened to her. She got into a car accident. The crystals didn't help. I don't know. She doesn't like cleanse. Let's continue.
You want to get those stones immediately after cleansing. Go into a meditative state. however best you like to do that. Oh, and before the meditative state, cleanse your sacred space of negative energy. However,
you can't. Gravity is a force that continues across the universe and in everywhere.
That's not the kind of negative energy she means. She means the kind of negative energy we're throwing at her right now is what she means. The haters gotta hate.
That's not energy.
Now you're just splitting hairs.
No, I'm not.
Again, you like to do that. I like to do a sage cleansing with the windows open.
Oh, sage with the windows open.
Then I'll go ahead and close them, go into a meditative state, sit in front of a working candle.
A working candle? Not a an lazy, unemployed candle. A
lazy candle.
Not a Mexican candle.
Take my stone, hold it. This is a funny little citrine that I kept for myself because I just had a really strong connection to it.
Yes, she has a strong connection to basically a geode in her hand.
That one she's not putting in her pussy.
Hold the stone and direct your energies into it. What you're expecting to get from that stone, whatever the properties are that are noted to be strong.
Where's the
in that
fucking
stone,
amplitude?
To have those energies, to have those vibrations, you want to think about that.
Alright, see, okay, so let's stop this. This is my fucking problem with anybody who uses energy. I had this problem with a therapist I was seeing at one point who said, you know, direct your energy to a certain area. And I was like, wait a minute. I corrected my therapist. I was like, no, energy is a very specific thing. You don't push it into stuff using your mind. That's not energy. Energy is a conserved quantity in interactions.
But, I mean, okay, so I can talk about this a little bit.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be energy as, I don't know if metaphor is the right word, but when a task is hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has the same kind of feeling as a hard surface, right?
Okay, so that's a more informal thing, but she's doing an instructive video about, and the psychiatrist, or the therapist rather, was telling me.
I think this is more applicable to your therapist, though. Where, so hard. Like, this task is really hard. And there's this.
Okay, my therapist was telling me to put all my energy down into my feet.
I'm trying to figure out how to put words to it, right? But there's a...
No, I got what she was saying, but I really disliked the... And
it's not energy. It's
not
the aura.
Energy.
It's the... It's
not an aura either.
I mean, it's that feeling. I mean, did you know what she wanted you to do, right? It's this...
Yes, but... The misuse of words like that is
that's
an
like
epidemic.
Saying that this task is hard is a misuse of word. Because hard means a hard surface. But there's something about the human experience where when you have a difficult task, it relates and it feels the same as hitting a hard surface.
If you keep up with that, it leads to this. It leads to that.
No, it doesn't.
Transfer your energy to a different area of your body. You can't do that. It doesn't work like that. That's not how energy works.
Okay, maybe it does lead to that crazy bullshit on YouTube. But what is that? Your therapist wanted you to display some frustration or something?
Yes, yeah.
Or?
I mean, you know, feel your emotions sink to your feet. That I could get. You know, because that's kind of, you know, metaphorical and you can do it. Okay, I get that. I also understand, sure, language changes, but I want to be specific about the stuff that really fucking hurts society. When you take something and you turn it into this or anti-vaccination or anti-climate change nonsense.
I don't see how saying, you know, like, again, the way your therapist used energy, I'm going to equate to that whole hard example I've used a couple times, or the example of calling a person hot and how the temperature hot and how they're similar, right?
Yes.
It's I don't think metaphor is the right word, but it's this transposition or something of one feeling and how it feels like the other feeling type thing.
Metaphor is the right word. I would say I prefer a simile as opposed to a metaphor.
I don't think it is really a metaphor, right?
Like because... energy as opposed to think of it.
Well, sure. But I mean, like, you're not going to argue energy. That this task is hard is a wrong way of saying this task is difficult. Are you going to argue against that?
No.
And would you say that hard, difficult is a metaphor for hard, solid? Or is it a transposition of human experience or something like that, right? Because it's kind of a feel. Like, this feels like hitting a wall. This feels like, you know, that's why it's called hard. And hot, I think, is the same one. You know, she's hot. You know, why do you say she's hot? Because it makes you feel warm. You know, something, like, there's something there. You know, get your...
It's kind of a slang thing.
I don't think it is. I think it came from somewhere. And I think it came from this warm feeling from... You know, engorgement or something like that, you know?
True. Okay.
I think if you look at it...
All right.
I think hard and hot are very similar things. And I'm sure there's plenty of other examples.
Okay. All right. So maybe you're right. Maybe I was being a little hard on my therapist for trying to equate that... Because in a sense, you can.
I mean, I'm not ready to argue for energy.
Yeah,
flat out.
You can metaphorically say I'm pushing, or I feel like I'm transferring some of my emotions down to my feet, and in a sense, that feels like energy. That feels like some sort of energetic transfer.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I can get you to accept hard and hot, I don't think it's much of a stretch to call the other metaphysical feeling energy, right? It's not even metaphysical is the right word, but you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But you can't transfer energy via thoughts from one crystal to another.
Well... I think there's a different level of bullshit there.
So, yeah, I mean, but just to give you guys an idea of how technical I am with energy, I corrected my therapist on it. That's how technical I am. So, yeah, I'm not saying that was necessarily the most... What's the best word I'm looking for here? Sane thing to do, but I am not a sane person. However, I am more sane than whoever made these fucking videos.
Can we please see how she charges the fucking stone?
Meditate on those.
Does she hum? Does she
ask those humble? Energies and properties to come out for you?
She's asking the energies and properties to come out for her. She's meditating on them.
I don't care anymore about any of her bullshit. I want to see how she fucking charges the
stone. That's what she's telling you how to do it. She's meditating on them and asking the energies.
But she talks about, in this video from 2009, she talked about loud amplitude.
No, that was from 2012.
She mentioned this one?
No, she hasn't mentioned
it. No.
Okay, and that's infusing your energy into that stone.
You're infusing
your energy. Increasing the properties of that stone to work on the vibrational frequencies that you have and to synchronize your vibrational frequencies with that stone.
What?
You know.
I mean, what person feels that they vibrate at a frequency?
She does. And she feels like she can transfer her vibrational frequency to a rock.
There's only like
by thinking about it.
There's only three parts of me that vibrate at any frequencies. My eardrums, my vocal cords, my rectum when I'm farting.
That's not true.
No.
All of your molecules in your body
are vibrating. Any sustained vibration. Audible vibration. Yes, but they all vibrate at different... Each molecule is going to have its own resonance, right?
Yes.
Jadam's going to have its own resonance.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be roughly related to the heat. To, well, what we call heat. It's going to be, it's related to temperature.
So she's just going to hold the stone and meditate. Meditative state,
and you want to store the stone in a proper chest or something.
Chest, show me your chest. Again, that's not the show only me your way chest.
To store it, but you don't want to have other people touching the stone after that.
Nobody touches it.
Because then they're going to impart their energies on the stone. Okay, so the story of why you should charge... I just have to show you this cat.
It's a cat.
She's too funny. Do all cats hang out like this? I guess they do. She's always like this.
The cat's just like, my owner's a fucking retard.
So I'm going to let her have my junk out.
I think she's not full grown. Sorry.
Why are you touching me? Don't transfer your fucking energy to me. I'm not a goddamn crystal. Get away.
As I was saying, you don't want anyone else charging the stones for you. Or at least, in my opinion, I don't think you do.
So you need a candle. Let me tell you my story. You need to meditate, and you hold the fucking crystal. You
can make what you want of it.
Yes.
You don't even go, or nothing.
Charge your own stones. Not let someone else do it for you, because you don't know, especially with mail order, you don't know what they're imparting. And
what you buy the shit on Amazon, you better make sure you recharge it, because it might be charged the wrong
fucking And if you way. Get it from fucking Newegg, you are fucked.
Case in point, I've had a couple customers tell me either one, they open up the package and the energy was so wonderful, amazing, these stones are awesome. And I tell them, well, you know, my instructions still stay to cleanse, charge, and store them properly.
They opened the package and the energy was awesome.
Why would you want to listen to her? Like, it's like, I just got this first hit of heroin, but no, that's not what you're supposed to get. Cleanse it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's going to be like...
If you're not going to be using them for healing, you don't mind people...
Now it's going to be like your cup of coffee in the morning.
Ooh, and eyeing over them, and then doing this, they're imparting their energy.
Don't impart your fucking energy in my fucking crystal.
And you just want it for display purposes, then that's all fine and dandy. Although it can, if you have it on display, then... project those energies into the room. So keep that in mind. But that's another...
Bad energy crystal.
Wow. Okay. That's just...
completely... Okay. I think we're done with the bullshit.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Speaking of bullshit...
It was entertaining bullshit at first, and then...
It's just going to drive you nuts, because you're going to be like... At first, you're laughing. Then you're slapping your head. Then you're just kind of like in awe that you're saying. And then you're just kind of like... your eyes glaze over, just like, yep.
How many views has that video had?
This video has had 52,934 views. 52,934 views. So, if you're wondering, that's way more than people who listen to our podcast. She must be doing something right. Okay. Speaking of crazy nonsense, how about this work thing?
So I got an email the other day. Non-biz Bible study. And three guys at work are starting a Bible study at lunch on Wednesdays.
Jeff sent me the Texas email, and I immediately said, you should totally do it.
I don't have the energy. Do it.
Now, I did say, to be clear, I did say also that you should ask before you go if it's okay if someone comes in with a non-religious perspective. Because just to be, you know, just to be nice and you know, to, because you don't want to jump in there and be like, but... I do think the Bible is a fascinating piece of literature as long as you take it as literature. I think that there is very interesting stuff going on in there. I think it's fucking crazy. It's nuts. It's crazier than any Harry Potter shit that goes on, let me tell you that. It's nuts.
It's such a tough thing, right? Because I don't care enough, mostly. I have so many different emotions going on. It's
well, okay. Here's my thinking. Like, one, I wouldn't go in there and just be like, this is wrong. You guys are dumb for your stuff, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't do that. I would sincerely listen to what they had to say. I think it... I like conversation on this kind of stuff. I think a friendly conversation and stuff, it can be really cool. I would approach it from a completely secular point of view, and I would challenge them when, you know, and if they ever put it to, like, this is the truth, I would approach it as a piece of literature. So if they were ever to... But I would tell them beforehand, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, that's too much effort.
But I think it would be fascinating to hear what they thought and just to ruminate on what they thought about what they read, because you're going to get some crystal shit like that. You're going to get some stuff like that. It's going to be amazing. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
That's the problem.
Did you read this?
That's the problem. The three people that are starting out the Bible study group, I knew one of them was in, you know, a church folk group type mm-hmm. thing. I had gathered a second one went to church on a regular basis. The third, no real inclination whether his thing, but we've talked about this before a couple years ago on the podcast, and I don't know, I probably changed my opinion some, but I worked with some at my previous job. I worked with some crazy nut jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy yeah. evangelical yeah. jobs. And they were to the point where I had expressed the thought, at least to myself, if they believe the crazy shit they believe, how can you trust them to make sane decisions in their daily job? You know? I thought that in the past, but
I think people are very good at compartmentalizing their beliefs.
Right, right.
So I don't necessarily see that as a problem.
I mean, none of these people in today's situation, at least as far as I know, are as nutso as yeah. the two people previously that I have had conversations with.
Look, I worked for a church company for a year. Mm-hmm. I'm as atheistic a person as you probably know.
uh-huh.
I didn't have a problem compartmentalizing my belief at all.
Right.
I don't, and I imagine it's the same way for evangelical Christians. So, we...
Except that their one of their core missions is to convert everyone that they can.
not every single evangelical Christian is like that.
Isn't that one of the core tenets of evangelicism, though, is
that's one of the core tenets of some versions.
Okay,
but you know, there's the five core pillars of Islam, and not everybody who's a Muslim is going to make the trip to the, or even plans to make the trip to Mecca. You know, uh-huh. it's
sure. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying I have that opinion so strongly anymore. I don't work with anyone today where I fear they would make an ill judgment putting their faith in mm-hmm. front of reality. Like previous people, if they thought, you know, the rapture was imminent, you know, that kind of thing. It was like, boom.
Yeah, well, you didn't work with anybody who was on the Harold camping train, right? I mean,
pretty close. As close as you can be.
Because there were people who sold all their possessions and stuff and said, oh, the rapture's happening on May 12th, 2012, or whatever it was. And
as close as you can get to that. I mean, no one knows.
There was the guy who had the alternate energy plan in his car, right?
Hydrogen generator that he never implemented. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I wonder why.
I should email him and ask him how that hydrogen generator's coming. Long.
What do you think he's going to say?
You know, it's really funny that he was all hydrogen generator, right? Because I'm sure he was also drill baby drill.
Right, yeah, anti-climate change, all that.
So, kind of obscene, you know, what's the point of hydrogen generator if you don't care about burning fossil fuels? maybe he, but you know what he wanted was just more MPG, right?
Right, yeah.
For his giant expedition. Oh boy.
But anyway, yeah, I mean I would totally do a Bible study that had both Christians and non-Christians in it. I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah, if I only had the time to do the study.
Yeah.
The time and effort and care to do the study, and I really don't care.
Ask them if they'd like me to come. Hey, I want to go.
You want an atheist asshole to...
I'm not an atheist asshole, necessarily. Ask them the... No, I mean, you obviously can't, but I would... Man, that would be cool. That would just
you
be
could
cool.
Find Bible studies are a dime a dozen. You can find one. Do it.
I suppose, but you know, this is Bible study that obviously has smart people in it. So it would be interesting to hear their take on it. I mean, you know, any old Bible study, I'm not necessarily sure I'm going to get smart people on it.
Right.
So I'd like to listen to what smart people, even though they may be religious and may have a different take on it, would have to think about this stuff.
Right.
I know that your group of your people is going to be smart people.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I just don't want to even open that can of worms. Hey, can the atheists come and heckle you? You know,
that's not what I would do.
I know, but that's what they're going to hear. If I go in honest, that's what they're going to hear. Where else would an atheist want to go and listen?
Maybe they can convert you, right?
That's it. Yeah, maybe if they're the evangelical type, they'll try to save me.
Yeah. You know, they'd be like, yeah, it's an opportunity to convert. It's an opportunity to, you know, turn one to our side. And wouldn't that be fascinating if they did that? I mean, man, all the stuff we'd have to talk about if that happened.
That'd probably end the podcast right there.
You wouldn't want to hear it from me? You'd just be like, oh, no. No, none of that stuff. Oh, man.
Oh, man, yeah. That's
probably
it
enough.
It just seemed weird. I mean, I don't know. Is it right? Is it wrong? Sending out to the whole local company?
It is wrong to send out something like that on company email. Yes.
Especially since what most non-businesses are, hey, I have a, you know, electronic keyboard that I'm trying to, like a, you know, piano I'm trying to sell, or...
It's probably technically wrong to do that, too.
Well... Yeah, we do that. Or, hey, my kid's band is playing at the fireworks festival this weekend.
Now, if you had like a bulletin board or something where you had an off-topic thing where you posted stuff, that would be okay. But sending out company-wide emails is, I think, a bridge too far. However, if it's allowed in your corporate culture already, then you know, okay. You know, then and if it's not explicitly in your... in your policy, your IT policy, that you don't do that on regular emails.
Well, the policy, the computer use policy, which I have no input into. I tried to revise it to something that kind of sort of relates to reality, and our HR person's a nut, and she would rather have the hard and fast rules to fall back on of, you know, work computers are only for work. You can't record beer podcasts on work computers. You know, that kind of bullshit where everyone in the company uses their computer for work and personal use. So I tried to rewrite the stanzas of the handbook to moderately reflect reality. Nothing to do with it. So,
because they want to have the ability to fire somebody if they want to. That's what it comes down to.
If it comes to it, and I think that's it. They don't want to fire people.
Yeah.
But they want to have the exit if it comes to it, right?
Right. They want to have a legally protected way to get rid of somebody.
Oh, come on, it's Pennsylvania. You can fire someone whenever the fuck
you can fire someone whenever you want, but you can't necessarily deny somebody unemployment when you do that unless you have cause.
Yeah.
they want to have the ability to deny somebody unemployment because they don't want to have to pay that money.
Right.
I get it. It's still dumb.
Yeah. So I tried to rewrite the things like people use their computers for whatever they want. They use the work internet for Facebook and shit. Like right now, if you read the letter of the handbook, people shouldn't be checking Twitter and Facebook on company bandwidth, you know? So I tried to reduce that.
It's really silly to not expect people to do that. Because it's like saying before the internet, people are not allowed to read newspapers in the office. Yeah. I mean, come on. You don't just go into work and sit down and work 8 hours and then leave. That's not how people operate.
Yeah. It's a... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't have any, you know, website blocking in place. We didn't at NetApp either, right? If you want to look at porn at NetApp, just don't offend anyone. You know, you can look at porn if you want, and no one's going to knock on your door unless someone sees what
Although the most porn... friendly company we ever worked at was Nautica.
I'm not sure about that. For me, when I worked at the Trip, I think I told you this story, right? The webmaster I took over for was a porn addict and alcoholic.
I thought that was at Nauticom. No. Somebody was pulling down all the porn stuff.
Well, that was Yates. Yates spent days looking at stuff on newsgroups, right? He found a newsgroup for a specific porn actress that he was infatuated with. And he spent 8 hours on a Saturday just downloading every picture he could, like, looking at him.
Yeah.
No. And I
looking at him?
Hmm?
Looking at him, he said?
No. He would look at
her. Okay.
But
I was saying he got married to a girl. To a girl.
I see what you're saying. No, I said actress earlier on. I'm sorry. when I got the job at the Trip as webmaster, the previous webmaster who was fired was a porn addict / alcoholic. He got fired for the alcoholism. 9 months after I was working there, we were still finding stashes of cataloged pornography on company servers. He would download stuff. It would be cataloged by genre. Hidden in a stash in a folder somewhere. And we were still finding stashes of porn 9 months later.
Wow. I mean, saving your porn on your work computer.
No, on work servers.
On work servers?
He was the webmaster. Yeah, on servers we would find stashes of porn. Like thousands of files categorized by shaved redheads. You know,
unbelievable
girl on girl, like categorized, indexed.
He missed his calling because there are now porn sites where that's the whole point. You have indexed porn. Maybe he's running one of them now. Maybe he's making millions or whatever. I doubt you can make millions on a porn site anymore. Everything's free. Wow, I think that's enough for tonight. Well, sorry we didn't get a show out.
I only met the dude once, but apparently he would always carry around a fountain drink contain cup, right? And it was always spiked with vodka, and he would keep the vodka in his car, and always. I mean, he was just drunk all the time. And he worked there for a couple of years, I think. So,
The Tribune Review.
The Tribune Review, yes.
Well,
TripLive.com. All right, yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Fuck this shit.
It was an interesting night.
Fuck
to
this
say the least.
Let's see if this stops. It stopped that time. Maybe the format fixed the memory card.